you know, if you look across the federal government landscape of websites, there's a phenomenon that is kind of the rule, and it's that websites that stay at, you know, are at rest tend to stay at rest. And you know, there's a tech savvy chairman right now at the FCC, Chairman Janikowski. We have Stephen Van Roekel, who's our managing director, who has a long career in the technology sector behind him. And I think it was their vision over the last couple of years to really make the FCC kind of a leader in this space, in the online space, and to use web tools and online technologies to make the agency, you know, kind of as open and transparent, and kind of change the paradigm for how citizens interact with their government. So now that we're here, we've gotten to work on it as quickly as possible, and we're really happy with how it's going right now.
What does the site do now that it didn't do before?
So the FCC.gov right now, that we call the blue and gold, the one that was there for 10 years, was kind of a product of the way that the agency grew and changed. And so it was organized very much by the agency org chart. So if you're a consumer interested in information about, you know, a device or an issue that you care a lot about, you have to know that that was part of a division in a certain bureau, and you'd have to dig around a lot. You know, our homepage on the blue and gold has, you know, several hundred links on it. There's tens of thousands of pages in the other site. And we wanted to just give consumers something that was intuitive, that had clean design, that really spoke with the one voice of the agency, that, you know, kind of showed that brand and branding isn't a dirty word in government. And we just wanted to give that experience to all citizens, to the whole public. So that's, we think, kind of the biggest leap forward that this new site gives.
You're doing something that I think is really cool, which is you're bringing people in on FCC.gov to the current site, and then giving them, with that banner across the top, they can go and see what the new thing looks like. And so it's not often that you have an opportunity to look at any organization, whether it's a government agency or somebody else, that redoes a website, and you can do a real before and after comparison. Is there a reason that you're doing it that way, rather than just saying, here's the new site and that's the end of it?
Sure. We did a lot of outreach to key groups that, you know, do a lot of work with the FCC as part of their day-to-day operations. Groups like the Federal Communications Bar Association, other big industry groups, and also a lot of consumer groups and tech leaders. And what we heard from them was that they definitely wanted, you know, a clean, intuitive, modern FCC.gov, but they wanted to kind of ease into that process so that they didn't have to, you know, make a radical shift in the way that they did business with the agency. So we thought a great way to do this, to continue their operations and also to get feedback on the site while we were continuing to improve it, would be to take this kind of beta launch approach, which, you're right, you don't really see in any government website that we know of, and you kind of see in the private sector some, and, you know, a lot of private sector sites will launch and start gathering feedback from their users right away and start improving their product as quickly and continuously as possible. And that's definitely the approach we've taken with this beta launch.
All right, Dan, the answer to the next question is not allowed to be everybody's telling us it's easier to use, okay?
Sure.
What kind of feedback are you getting on the beta on the website?
Well, the good part about that is you don't necessarily have to ask me. All of that, all that feedback is out there on the web. I can tell you that over the social networks that we are pretty popular over, we've got the third largest Twitter following in government. And
wow.
The social networks have been really, really positive. You know, a lot of people saying that they I saw one just now that said that this new site makes someone proud to be an American. And we're pretty excited about responses like that. But if you go to the beta site itself and you go and you join the discussion and any of the feedback prompts that we've put across the site, you can see a lot of users, you know, kind of asking for different features and functionality. We're responding to them in the public right there on that page.
Uh-huh.
So you can see our work in progress. And if we don't do something that we said we were going to do, you can hold us accountable to that way.
I'm looking at it right now, and I see the line across the top. You're viewing a beta version of FCC.gov. Please let us know what you think. And that's linked. And there's all of the votes, and people can see the various comments. It's pretty cool crowdsourcing opportunity for you to really see what people think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is we're the Federal Communications Commission. Communications is our middle name, and a big part of that is really listening, being really great at listening. So we think that by giving the public these feedback opportunities, it does it in a very open and transparent way, and you can see how we grow, and you can hold us accountable to that.
I think that's really, really cool, because people who tend to be a little bit contemptuous of what people in government do say, that's the overwhelming thing, is I don't have, nobody cares what I think, and I don't feel like I have any influence over anything that goes on. And to have something like that where it's obvious, I mean, some of the comments there, to be frank, are not complimentary necessarily, but just the fact that those are there, and that a dialogue is really taking place is, I'm sure, part of the reason that you're getting the feedback that you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to know that, you know, their feedback is going to help us make the site better, and we think that the best way to do that is just to do it out in the open. We know that there's going to be complaints and criticisms, and we are prepared, and now we have the tools to take those complaints and convert them, you know, convert on them to provide a better experience, to cast a very wide net about who uses this site and who could use this site as we continue to grow our audience, and to take all of those voices very seriously and make them part of the process.
Dan, I got 10 seconds left. When does this go live as the alpha version out of beta?
We're going to be making some really fast feature and functionality upgrades, and we think probably May 2011 we'll be able to roll this over to the www.fcc.gov and pull it out of beta.
Thanks for being with me today, Dan McSwain of the FCC.